We're interested in the social behaviors of humpback whales. In particular, I'm interested in the evolution of mutualisms, how animals work together to achieve a specific goal, and humpback whales make great recipients of that kind of study.
And you've been a pioneer in recording and identifying, I think, some of the sounds that they make.
We're very fortunate up here in Southeast Alaska in that this is an intensely vocal population during the summer months. And yeah, that's been one of our primary interests, is determining the function of these beautiful and just amazing sounds.
Describe a couple of the sounds for me. For instance, like a socialization versus a feeding call.
Well, it was the sounds that first captured my imagination, because the surface is essentially a perfect mirror for sound, and it bounces back down into their realm. And when you drop a hydrophone in, you get these incredibly clear, beautiful, flowing tones, and those are what we call the feeding calls. They're given when these groups are in these large bubble netting pods chasing schools of herring. There's several theories as to the function of these sounds, and we believe it's actually a form of interspecies communication where the whales are using them to herd herring up towards the surface and capture them in the bubble net. And the other major class of sounds that they give are what we call social sounds. And those are a much more diverse repertoire of screams, whistles, jabber. I mean, I would hate to call it language, but it sure seems like there's a lot more information embedded in that. And that's how the humpback whales appear to communicate with each other.
In the socialization calls, have you observed multiple instances where a whale will take a certain action or move a certain way after you hear a certain sound?
Well, that's absolutely the way to look at it, Matt, is we're trying to correlate specific sounds with certain behaviors. And indeed, it's kind of funny. It seems like we hear most of the really loud, robust sounds when something goes wrong. When everything's going right, these whales can feed and lunge with almost military precision, but it seems when they get off the feed, or someone gets out of position, or there's a boarded lunge feed attempt, or someone's out of position, that's when we hear the shrieking and screaming. And so frequently it's kind of like, "You idiot, what's with you?"
Well, I want to get to the video here, because although we're on radio, we're going to try and describe this as best as possible, but I've previewed some of this stuff, and it is amazing. Tell people what you were able to get here on video and how you got it.
Well, this video comes to us via the Remote Imaging Department at National Geographic Society. There, the inventor, Greg Marshall, came up with this great idea that by putting cameras and environmental sensors on animals, it's called animal-borne imaging, it allows you to enter their realm with minimal disturbance. And with the humpback whales, we're able to benignly suction cup these devices onto the back of the whale. It's about, the cameras are getting smaller, the technology all the time, and now I would say it's about the size of a tennis ball can. It sits on a large suction cup. We reach over with a long pole, and we can just suction cup it onto the back of the whale, and it rides into its realm. We have to retrieve the camera to get the data back. The camera falls off after an eight-hour period. There's a little computer chip in there that actually opens a little valve that breaks the suction, and it floats back to the surface. And we track it down using an antenna, and there's a VHF transponder on the unit.
How rare is this footage? I know that there's plenty of underwater footage of whales, but in terms of having footage of an animal basically living its life and doing what it does without any divers or boats around.
This is pretty unique. Yeah, we're pretty fortunate having this animal-borne imaging tool in that it can ride with the animal, and there's no other observers or cables or divers or... there's nothing else in the water. There's no boats up at the surface. The animals just go and be wild animals, and it really does provide us with a very unique perspective.
Go ahead and play some of this. This is I've never seen any footage like this, I don't think.
Well, this summer we got some amazing, amazing stuff. We've been following some of these animals around now. We have a database with our collaborators that extends back almost three decades, so we're starting to learn intimately about the lives of these individuals. What we're seeing here is one of the biggest and oldest whales in the fleet. She goes by the name Clarion. She's also known as Rake for killer whale scars on her tail. And this year, she had a calf with her. And that's the amazing thing about these whales, is that they probably live as long as we do, and they don't enter a period of reproductive senescence like humans do. Females will continue to have calves throughout their entire life. They're still courted by the guys. They're still chased by the guys. And Rake came back this year with another calf. In the 30 years we've been following her, this is our fifth calf that we know about. She's probably had seven. And what we're seeing is this individual that we call Connor, that's named for Greg's, the inventor of the Critter Cam. That's one of his kids. So we have the calf. We have the camera on this calf named Connor. Connor is swimming along, and it's just amazing how you can see. It's almost like, it's amazing to see how human-like these animals are in a lot of their behaviors. And you can just see the calf likes to be close to mom. When it gets separated at times, you can see it pumping really fast to get back over near its mother.
And also, it's you can see the milk when it's feeding. You see the milk actually, you see it feeding on the mother, and then you see the milk kind of wash back some of the leftover milk. Is that what I'm seeing?
Exactly. You're seeing these clouds of milk swirl back from when the calf comes up and nuzzles up into its mother's nipple. And it's almost like it's one of those jet fighters coming up into a C-4 transfer plane
right.
and fueling up.
Right.
And the calf comes up. And
it does look like that, actually, yeah.
And it's amazing how the mother, how Clarion will stop swimming and just kind of roll a little bit to her side, and the calf comes up and just kind of keeps gently swimming and pushes its mouth up onto her nipple and starts milking. That's when we see all these nebulas of milk flowing back. And she'll, the calf will sit there and nurse for up to a minute or 2 minutes, and then it appears that the calf is the one that initiates
it's not like the mother slows down. The calf just kind of goes up when it's ready and
takes
off.
Yeah. And it just seems to be this really smooth, lovely process. And
the pictures are so clear, and you know, we probably have to take a whole other interview just to talk about the technology here.
Greg has put together these high-resolution cameras. They're approaching high definition in their quality. They're black and white, so they give us extremely low light sensitivity. On the camera is an environmental monitor, so we're also picking up depth and salinity, light levels. But the really amazing thing is that we can also listen to the sounds as well as get this video image.
People might notice a little ticking in the background as we're watching this, and that's the sound of the environmental instruments collecting the data from the camera. There it goes, splashing up through the water again.
Yeah, every second the Critter Cam takes a sampling of the depth, of the salinity, and what we're hearing is the electronic package.
The next shot that's coming up here, I can see it's ready to play, is a group of whales, and it's a shot from the calf again, but it's joining a group of whales as they're getting ready to bubble net feed. Is that right?
That's correct. And if you live up here in southeast Alaska and out on the water, you see this amazing bubble net feeding behavior from above, but this camera allows us to go down below, and it's almost like the calf is almost this kid reporter.
It's like watching from the side almost.
Yeah, it's amazing. It gives you some separation from the event, so you can kind of step back and see these pods of up to 10, 12, 15 individuals at one time coming up around the calf and forcing the school up towards the surface.
School of herring or bait fish. And yeah, you see, go ahead and play that. So they're all gathering here. It looks like a convention.
Yeah, you start to get the feeling how incredibly well choreographed this feeding event is. And the whales are above you, almost floating in space, and the sunlight's filtering down. It almost looks like a planet.
And they're gathering in a circle there. And am I seeing the bubbles there now starting to
Yes, yeah, you're seeing the bubbles coming up around. You're seeing the herring now raining back down. Those are the ones that they may miss that got away.
Right, you can see them swimming away with their lucky herring.
It's like, get out of here!
Right. Are they all blowing bubbles, or just one of them? Or?
There appears to be one that is the primary bubbler that does the net.
Kind of goes in a circle, kind of?
Yes, we'll swim in a circle down below, and then the air rises up and effervesces into this curtain, into this cylindrical tube of bubbles that the whales all work together to chase the feed up into. It's almost like a spiral nautilus is what you're seeing.
And then the calf is just kind of watching as this group starts to push the bubble net up to the surface.
The calves are so incredibly different in their behaviors. The mom-calf relationship, everyone, just like humans, everyone's unique. This calf never seemed to have take the initiative to feed with the adults, but it certainly likes to stay close to mom. And it occasionally got in the middle of the bubble net, and you could almost like, would the mother of a 15-ton calf please get your child out of the bubble net?
And we just heard, people might not have heard that in the background, but we just will hear that again. But the sound of the calf, you actually see the calf is coming up out of the water.
It's just coming up to breathe, and as you can see, here's Mama. It's coming back up, and
looks like it's getting ready to feed again.
Heading back to the snack bar.